Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
I want you to meet our next guests also, some of the ensemble members of the Irish Theater of Chicago. They have a production that's going on right now called In a Little World of Our Own. That is going on right now through April the 10th. Let me introduce to you our guests, who are Barbara Figgins.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara. Nice to have you here with us.
Nice to be here.
Matthew Eiler and also Rob Kozlarik.
Good morning.
Guys, nice to have you all here with us today. Thank you for joining us. So before, they're going to give us a little taste of what their show is in a little bit. And also what their next show is going to be. But I just want to learn a little bit more about the Irish Theater of Chicago. Really, we're lucky here in Chicago to have a nice representation of Irish literature and productions that go on year-round, but especially on the days leading up to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and we are the only professional Irish theater company in the city of Chicago. And we've been around for, we're going into our 21st year. And it's a great community. There are wonderful, our original name was Shawnakee. Yeah. And we recently changed our name to Irish Theater of Chicago because most people couldn't pronounce Shawnakee.
A little easier to say Irish Theater of Chicago. Right.
So Shawnakee is a Gaelic word for storyteller. And that is what we focus our shows on, telling of good stories. And the Irish have plenty of those.
I was going to say, of any ethnicity, if you're talking about, like, really rich, great, hilariously funny, heartbreaking, rip-your-heart-out kind of stories, you don't really have to look too far into the Irish storybook. For those kinds of stories, right?
It's all there for you. And, of course, you can't be totally happy. You have to have some sort of, horrible thing that happens. But being Irish, humor in it.
I was going to say, to have some kind of happiness, you first have to experience the sorrow.
That's
first,
right.
Right? So, what have been some of the greatest hits of the Irish Theater of Chicago?
Well, we recently won the Best Ensemble Equity Jeff Award for The Seafarer by Connor McPherson. And last year we had a world premiere of a play called The White Road, which was directed by Robert Kozlarik and written by one of our founding members, Karen Tarian. And that was about Shackleton's voyage to the South Pole. A bazillion. It's
so
20
many.
Years. 20 years worth of,
so many,
worth
yeah.
of stuff.
Please, can you remember 20 years for us in, yeah. in 5 seconds?
At this hour of the morning.
At this hour
the time
of the morning.
Change.
Exactly.
Sure.
We do focus on a combination of really well-known Irish works and also, in the case of Little World of Our Own right now, an actual Midwest premiere of a show that's more well-known in Ireland but not necessarily hasn't been seen in the States a lot. And we like to mix it up with things our audience might be familiar with and new playwrights that are writing right now that Chicago audiences haven't been exposed to.
Yeah, so tell us what this show is about.
Sure, it's basically a day in the life of a family of three brothers, one of whom, Ray, is really deeply enmeshed in the culture of violence that kind of permeated the Troubles. One of the brothers, Gordon, who is desperately trying to get out. He's trying to get married and get himself out of this situation. And a brother, Richard, who's sort of caught in the middle. And there's an inciting incident where the daughter, one of the local power figures, is the victim of an assault. And two of the brothers are witnesses possibly involved in this. And the family has a crisis of faith and a crisis of ideals as they try to figure out exactly what happened and come to terms with what sort of punishment needs to be meted out in order to make this terrible, terrible situation right for them and the community. And it's a real kind of tense slice of life. You're locked in the living room with his family as they have to kind of come to terms with a really horrible situation, the consequences of which really going to shake up the family, whatever they may be.
Oh, if it's a living room discussion, you know it's intense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 80 minutes and you're on the edge. I'm not in it, but I've seen it twice and we'll see it again this afternoon. Yeah. And I'm always kind of at the end. I was like, oh, I need to breathe.
Yeah.
Because you get so involved, you
have to remind
you
yourself to breathe there and show. Yeah. What role do you play in this, Matthew?
I play Ray. The member that is deeply steeped in the UDA.
You're the troubled brother?
The troubled brother,
yeah.
Yes. And he's kind of a hothead and sort of a powerhouse to be reckoned with within the organization. And generally he is usually inciting the incidents that happen in the play.
Yeah.
So... it's a really fun role to play.
Already, I think it's relatable, right?
Yeah. But he's also very protective of, there's a younger brother in it, too. And yeah. That's one of the great things about the play is that you find yourself as an audience member conflicted because you're like, I really care about this guy, and he does have a good heart,
right.
But there's this other side to him that...
But the relationship with the younger brother is really touching.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
You want to not feel for... Ray as much as you do,
yeah.
Given his proclivities to violence, but there's a deep, deep level of love and trust in that family that is really touching.
Yeah.
And also, it seems like really relatable. You know, maybe not to the extent that we see in this actual production, but the dysfunction of a family. You know, who can't relate to that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
right? I mean, I think that's what we're seeing here also.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a level of the political situation at the time that's going on that if you know a lot about it, you can really appreciate that level too. But even on the most basic level, I think just like the operations of this family in a moment of crisis, I think is something that's very, very recognizable, identifiable.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back and hear a little of that performed, get a little preview of a show that's going to be coming up with the Irish Theater of Chicago. Their latest is called In a Little World of Our Own. It is being performed at the Den Theater at 1333 North Milwaukee Avenue through April the 10th. More is coming up next. It's 10:47, Daylight Saving Time, WGN. It's 10:50. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning, our Week in Theater segment this week featuring some of the ensemble members of Irish Theater of Chicago, their Midwest premiere of their production, In a Little World of Our Own, is going on until April the 10th. And joining us in studio is Barbara Figgins and Rob Kozlarik and Matthew Eiler. And who's going to explain to us what we're about to hear, what we need to know so we understand what's going on here?
Rob does a really good job of that.
Rob is a good explainer, as Matthew explained to him during the break. That was a really good description.
So we sort of ran through who most of the characters in the show were earlier. We haven't talked yet about my character, whose name is Walter, who was sort of best friends with Ray, and they grew up together, and they've been involved with the UDA together for a long time. And we're sort of hitting the end of the troubles here, and there is this... conflict going on between the forces in the UDA that are still really pro-violence and retribution and forces that are trying to look for more political solutions. And the show sort of opens off with these two friends who've been involved in some horrible acts of violence for a long stretch of time. And Ray's still committed to that, and my character, Walter, is trying to look at another way out. And this is sort of the conflict that kind of sets the stage for the situation in the show at the top.
All right, here they are from In a Little World of Our Own.
Whose's the chocolates?
They're yours.
How's that?
Mrs. Wilson gave me them, you know, a job well done and all that.
I suppose you've ate all the purple ones.
I haven't touched them, actually.
Did you explain to her about why we couldn't get all her stuff back?
She understands. She's just so grateful you were able to get what you got.
Did you tell her about Monroe?
What about him?
I want people to know, Walter, that every time I try to get something done, I've got this guy Monroe holding me back. Him and his non-violent crime were all over me again this time, and I'm telling you, I'm not happy about it. I want him off my back for good, Walter. Forever.
No one can deliver that, Ray. He's a powerful man.
I never thought I'd see the day when men like Monroe would be considered powerful. And the world's gone mad. People like Monroe are just useless. What people don't understand is this. The world is a violent place. Now, we know that better than anybody. Whether it's dealing with the IRA, or dealing with petty theft, or glue sniffing, whatever. namby-pamby ways don't get results.
Everybody has their own way of doing things, Ray.
I've got a box of roses from an old woman whose house been burgled 3 times by the same boys. Nay, Monroe and his people are the head first go. And when Monroe's talking and philosophizing didn't work, they called for us, Walter. Nay, be fair. I always let you give them their last chance. But at the end of the day, what have we learned? This box of roses says my way works. See, I'm not just talking about beating people up, doing people over. I'm talking about common sense. We haven't just helped Mrs. Wilson. We help everybody. Even those young fellas.
I don't think they'd see it that way. Especially when you were beating them with a hammer.
Yeah. Time tells its own story. Years from now, when those young fellas have grown, they'll look back and realise they could have been going to prison for years. They could have learned things in prison, worse things. They could have returned to the streets worse and tried to do bigger jobs and got caught again and ended up spending most of their time in out of prison. Now, I saved them from that. A few broken bones and bruising will be forgotten in about a couple of months. And they won't do it again. Who knows? Maybe they'll see things different. Maybe they'll meet a girl, fall in love, settle down, live lives.
I doubt it.
Yeah, but you don't know, Walter. I think about Curly Williams. Think about Bap Higgins. And they were bad boys.
But Ray, the main thing is Monroe isn't going to go away. No matter what you say about your ways and his ways, people like him. And people respect him. Not just ordinary people, money people. And we need all the money we can get.
It's about the rights and wrongs of punishments, Walter. It's not about money.
Everything's about money, Ray.
But it doesn't have to be. When this all started, it wasn't about money. When you started and when I started, we didn't start for money. We started and we're still here because we believe in what we're doing. Monroe doesn't bring the money into us. Monroe takes the money out and uses it to promote his own political agenda. But the UDA is not, and it was never intended to be, a political party.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You get a real sense of the intensity of this whole thing. Not exactly an afternoon with the Lucky Charms leprechaun.
No.
From here. They're really good. Really like, just so compelling to hear that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Now, Spinning is a show, Barbara, that you've done in the past.
No, actually, Spinning is our next show that's
coming up. It's the next
up.
Show that's yes. coming up.
Oh. My piece is from My Brilliant Divorce,
oh,
which
okay.
was the first show that opened
So Spinning, our season. Spinning is the next show coming up, but that's
yes.
not what we're going to hear now.
That's not what you're going to hear.
Okay.
Now.
What are we going to hear now?
You're going to hear a little snippet from My Brilliant Divorce, which is a one-woman show that I did at in the fall and sort of bring back every now and then for an evening of entertainment. And it was... written by a woman by the name of Geraldine Aaron.
Okay, take it away.
Hello. I'm Angela Kennedy Lipsky. I used to be half of Angela and Max, the world's happiest couple. He was a handsome young accountant with a solid client list. I was a pretty young window dresser with a Vespa scooter. Of course, neither set of parents approved. Mine refused to attend the wedding on the grounds that the civil ceremony made a mockery of the Catholic wedding vows. His were disappointed he'd chosen me, when he could have had Rivka Cohen, whose family had a whole side of smoked salmon hanging on a hook in the kitchen just for snacks. On November the 5th, Guy Fawkes Night, an English holiday celebrating an arsonist, Max returned home from a tax planning seminar in Orlando. "I'm very sorry," he said. "Packing instead of unpacking. But we only passed this way once, and our marriage has been emotionally dead for many years." Well, he was scrunched up his new cashmere polo neck, so I took it out of his hands and folded it properly. "Naturally, you and Vanessa will want for nothing." He handed me a small gift-wrapped package. And then he was gone. Half of his shirt still in the laundry basket, and my daughter's dog, Axel, and I left staring at the door. After a lifetime of faithfulness and devotion, can you imagine what I felt? Sheer joy. Because the truth is, just between ourselves, I'd grown to dislike an awful lot of things about my husband. The shape of his head, for example, irritatingly round, especially when seen from the back. smugly round with flat ears. Sometimes, walking behind him down the passage, I'd get the urge to throw something really heavy at that globe-like head. I decided to view his departure as a reprieve.
Love it. Very, very cute. Okay, so that is from My Brilliant Divorce.
Yes.
Barbara's one-woman show, Barbara Figgins, that you may or may not be bringing back sometime soon, depending
on demand. But yeah, I did it in the fall, and then I did it up in January. I did it again up in Lake Forest. And
all right. Well, keep us posted on that.
It
seems delightful. In the meantime, the Midwest premiere of In a Little World of Our Own continues at the Den Theater through April the 10th. The Den Theater's at 1333 North Milwaukee Avenue, the latest from Irish Theater of Chicago. Barbara Figgins, Rob Kozlark, and Matthew Eiler. Guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
And if your listeners want to get tickets, they can go to irishtheaterofchicago.org, and we have a special discount code. If you enter WGN, you can get tickets for $20.
Oh, well, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
All right, so discount code WGN, mm-hmm. and you'll get a little break on the tickets there.